what you think about a chick that dates, sees, have sex with a married man?
What I think about it? I mean, to be real with you, I think that's some foul shit. Like, really, it really is. It's some foul shit. Especially if she knows.
If she knows,
it's some definitely foul
shit. Nah, you know why I can disagree with that? And I I'm a man, and I'm a side with the women. Like, it's really like our fault when it comes to that. It ain't her fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, if a girl want to get, you know what I'm saying?
Got
it. Yeah. If she want to get it popping, she going to get it popping. So really, that's on us, like, I think.
Right, so when the
she
should
have nothing
up,
to do with that.
You can't say nothing and smack the shit out of you.
Nah, I don't do nothing to her. Cause
you
got,
see how you defending the next bitch?
That's wild.
Nah,
that ain't it.
Lights knocked out. But these bitches are straight dumb. How many times he's not going to leave his wife?
Right.
He's not. It's cheaper to keep her. I mean, come on.
Right.
So, but now whose fault do you think it is then at the end of the day? I mean, it's all her fault then?
It's his and it's hers.
Going back to this book, We Take This Man. This is why you definitely have to get it. I'm about to read you something. It says, my vision blurred as my brain did somersaults. I scratched my wavy roots. How could this be? As I black tracked in my mind, I held my BlackBerry in my hand and scrolled through my calendar just to be sure. Understand, the bitch said BlackBerry hood. ever since I was 20 years old, I marked the days I'd taken my birth control pills. And just as I thought I hadn't missed a day in the entire 2 months Dwight and I had been seeing each other. This is impossible. My nerves percolated and my purple lace panties draped around my ankles when I stood up from the toilet. The ocean water scented Yankee candle sitting on top of the bathroom sink flickered behind me, back and forth in the same motion that my knees rocked. I shook the hell out of that little indicator stick, and still it told me the same thing. Here I was, 32, in love with a married man and pregnant with his child. Right. So y'all need to pick it up. We Take This Man, a novel by best-selling authors Candace Dow and Damaya S. Poole. I hope I'm saying Damaya's name right. If I'm not, I do apologize, sweetie. But, you know, it's my lingo.
That's mean.
But you got it. Right? It's and that's not even a chapter.
Wow.
That's introducing the book. Mm. So you know I had to keep reading. And I'm going to page 40. Oh, I'm going home to read this shit. It's crazy.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Woo, it's another session up here at Liquid Lace Online Radio, the fabulosity dripping dirt through the airwaves. I got my Lola buddy, Candy on my side, Dutch baby, and I got Niam the remix kid. We about to drop some crazy dirt, because today we're getting all straight phoners. Phoners are coming in. We got a special guest calling in, dropping some serious urban dirt. That's right. They're dropping some dirt, baby. So, yeah, listen up, because it's going to be crazy, and you heard it first. It's exclusive on Liquid Lace Online Radio, because we dripping that dirt in a few seconds. Hello, Shani.
Hi.
How you doing, Mama Sita? This is Cinnamon Jones at the Liquid Lace Online Radio Show.
What's going on?
What's up, baby?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you better because we need that clearance with you. So anyway, the reason why I'm reaching out to you was because I heard a rumor. I was hanging out in Harlem, and I heard a rumor that somebody was about to do a book about some big empire, some clothing empire, and I'm like, what? And they told me who it was. I'm like, hold the fuck up. I need to make this phone call so you could drop some dirt up at Liquid Lace Online Radio, because you know that's what we do all day, every day. We drop that industry dirt. So, I mean, I'm saying, what's going on, Ma? Like, I'm listening to all this and that. What's happening?
Well, I mean, you heard it first. It ain't no rumor if it's coming from me. I'm in the lab. I'm writing my story. I'm finally getting all the information out that needs to be out, because here there's a company that is now worth $500 million and plus, who I basically helped birth and brought it to fruition, and, you know, they didn't take care of me the way they promised they were going to take care of me. So I had to write about it in order to have my own therapy going on.
Wow. And what, I mean, what clothing line is this?
Rockwear.
What? Get out of here. How long ago was this?
Well, I mean, the company, you know, started in 1999, and I was there. I basically got muscled out of the business, basically by Damon Dash. And, you know, ever since then, I've been in negotiations with them, and they were going to take care of me. And, you know, years passed. Every time I think that something's going to happen, they stall me, and nothing's happened. And so I decided to write about it.
Wow. But you know, like, what's going to happen is like, people are going to be like, why the fuck is she talking about it now? And who is she? How are you going to come back with that? You know what I'm saying? Because you know how grimy and gritty motherfuckers are in the streets.
What?
And if they ain't getting what you getting, they're going to start talking all this craziness. So how are you going to come back to that and be like, why she took so long? Right.
Well, look, basically, I know the truth always comes to light. I never worry about that, because the truth is the truth. And whether I decided 100 years from now to write about it, the truth is the truth. I decided to come out with it now because I'm tired of basically being put on the back burner and not giving any credit for the success of that company.
Right.
Yeah, we used Jay-Z's name, but it took a year and a half for Jay-Z to even to be a part of the line. It took me to chase him around the tour in order for him to even fill the clothing line. So for them now to not establish the situation and give me my credit, my just due, I think people need to know who I am. I've always been behind the scenes. I'm not one to talk people's business. I'm just about my business. But being able to give me the credit, and things are very hard out here, and the company's made so much money, I think that I need to tell people what's been going on. I don't think that the regular consumer will feel as happy knowing that he's spreading water in Africa, and I'm here in Harlem. I'm grinding really hard, but it's a hard time right now for me.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I definitely want to pick up that book, especially for all them up-and-coming fashion designers. And
it's
going
to be a good read. I'm sure that they forgot that I know about a lot of situations. It's going to be a good read and very interesting, because it's not as simple as Jay-Z just decided he wanted to do a clothing line. It's not that simple. And if you look at all the stories that have been told, Jay-Z has one side of the story, Damon has another. And I've given Jay enough time to give me the credit. I mean, he has in some ways, but I'm talking about the monetary credit that's needed in order for someone who established such companies. I mean, even at his 10-year Reasonable Doubt concert, out of everybody he could have thanked, he did thank me. He gave me a public thank you, but that doesn't pay my bills, and I do appreciate it, but, you know, he's supposed to do the right thing. You know, he's the one who's the head of the company. He's the one is the mover and the shaker, and I had so much loyalty. I was depending on Jay to really make shit happen for me, and he didn't.
Wow.
I gave him ample time. I went to go see him. I gave him ample time. He always kept saying he's going to take care of it. Then I see him going to Africa, the other partners going to Russia, spreading $1 million worth of water. That don't impress me. Take care of home first. How you going to take care of home but want to take care of somebody else? That's a front to me. I was loyal to Jay and all the partners involved.
Wow, that's what's up. And I want to thank you, yo, for real, dropping that dirt up at Liquid Lace. This is some exclusive shit, and it's real talk, especially for a time like this on a recession. That is crazy, because you know what? The word has to get out. You know what I'm saying? And we thank you, and we wish you much love and success, Mama. We hope a book deal comes through for you, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, I could hope that once this book deal is situated, because it's going to be situated for sure, once it gets signed up, that I can come out up there personally and, you know, share some real jewels with your listeners.
Hell yeah, definitely. We actually dedicate the show to you.
Muchas
thank
gracias.
You, Mommy. That's thank you up. So much.
Thank you. Have you. A... Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love, baby. Have a great Merry right. Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, what's up? This is Cinnamon Jones, and you're listening to Liquid Lace Online Radio, the fabulosity of dripping dirt through the airwaves.
You here?
Hey, Rocket.
What's happening with you, baby?
I'm good. I see you have an accent. You're from the West Coast, right, love?
I'm Yeah, you know, most definitely West Coast in the building, Carson, California. West Coast all day, so I do.
I love them West Coast West brothers. So anyway, so I got a YouTube link your management sent out to me, and I couldn't open the link because, you know, I have the ghettoism of my computer. I had a little glitches going on that day, but I didn't get to check out the link. I know it was something about the Dirty Awards. You was up there?
Yeah, most definitely. Live in the flesh in the building, baby, right there.
What happened?
I mean, you know, it was a lot going on, man. T.I. and Shorty Lil Homie got in there, little thing they did, and then you know, one of my homies had an incident. It was a rumor going around, said that a couple of people from the CTE camp was, you know, beat up and bloody. And I just did a clarify, you know, ain't nobody touching me, ain't nobody say nothing to me, I ain't say nothing to nobody. So, you know, I was good. One of my boys got punched, somebody punched him. Punched him. I guess they did a little scuffle thing and they ran. And it was just really niggas being niggas, to be 100 with it. Like, it really wasn't that special. A nigga did get punched, though, so I guess if somebody got hit, they say it was cracking, but, you know, I'm from the West Coast, man. We raised off of punching niggas. That's what we're doing.
Right, that's what's up. So basically, I want to let the listeners know who Rocket is. I mean, I got a little bit of what, you know, I know you got signed. You got signed to GZ, right?
Yeah. I'm with the USDA clique. I'm signed to GZ as a group, and I'm still doing my thing solo. So, yeah, you know, I've been dealing with GZ for about 3 years now. You know, we just grinding, just getting this music out in the streets, for real.
Okay, that's what's up. What's your first single you have out with Jeezy?
We did a mixtape, the Shield Gang mixtape, and, you know, we had a couple little joints off of there, but to be real, I ain't no piggyback nigga, man. I'm my own man. You know, I told him, you know, that's my guy and everything, nice. But I'm going to make it happen with or without him. So I put my music out first. I want the fans to love me first because you already love Jeezy. You know what I mean? I need you to know Rocket. So I put my music out in the street, and I want my own fans and then when me and him get on the record, I take some of his fans too. You did?
Exactly. That's what I love, because I don't like when people wait on somebody and then they blame the next person. So you actually doing what you got to do. And that's
right, yeah, I'm going to be me. I'm my own man. I'm going to wait on this man. If he ain't on my pace to move how I want him to, I got to get out there and get it on my own. So that's what I do.
Exactly. Let everybody know, yup. All these up and comers that always, just because they, you know, they would sign with somebody, you know, that's already out there, they need to lay back. Nah, this is where the hustle, you hustle hard, you know. This is where the hustle begins.
You don't gotta be a sidekick, man. You can be your own boss, you feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that, you know, geez, my own boy, but I'm my own man and I'm my own boss and I make it work. So if you out there and you grinding and you wanna make it in this industry, you got to be really with the grind, and you got to be your own man, because waiting on the next man, you'll be 50 years old talking about, I should have did this and I should have did that. You got to get hungry and go out there and get it.
Exactly. That's why I consider myself the boss stress.
That's right. That's what happened, boss lady. That's what it
do. I'm the hustlest of this industry. But I got my boy Nam here, who's about to actually ask you some questions, even though, is you know, the girls are going to come later and start asking you all the personal questions.
Hey, it was good, Rocket. What's going on? It's Nam.
Hey, what's up with you, homie?
Chilling. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. I was on your site today, and the joints that I was listening to was really fire, my man, so I have to tell you.
Appreciate it a whole lot, man, for real.
Yeah, now I just wanted to know, like, you know, growing up, you grew up in the West, right? West Side, right?
Yeah.
Growing up in the West, as many influences as you had musically, what was it that compelled you to sign with Jeezy and his CTE label?
I mean, you know what, the older you get it, like, you know, when we was young, being where you from was really kind of like, you know, the big deal. You'd be like, I'm from the West Coast. Somebody's like, I'm from the East Coast. Somebody's like, I'm from the South. But the older you get, you start meeting people, you'd be like, man, how many real niggas did you bump into, for real? So it's just like, you know, I'm from the West and Jeezy from the South. But when I looked at him and he looked at me, we saw the same person.
Right.
The same grind. And then where you from went out the window. It was the man that you are. So, you know what I mean? So really, you know, dealing with Jeezy, you know, I respected his hustle. You know what I mean? He was fresh off the Trapper Dive mixtape, and he did his thing with that, and I respected his grind and hustle on that. Mm. So, you know, I decided to go ahead and make that move, and, you know, me and him made it work, and now it's CTE over here.
That's crazy. Now, how has working with the CTE benefited your career so far? Right.
I mean, you know, you working with somebody that's already established is always great, because he opens you to other windows, but... Man, for real, like, me and my guy, my manager, Rick, we really about the grind. Like, I don't just want your fans. I want my own too. You feel me?
So, right.
You know what I mean? We got our own label, Get You Green Up Entertainment. And we out here pushing and we grinding, and I'm going to continue to do music and do my own shows and make my own moves, and you know what I mean? And when I get there, you know what I mean? It's going to be well worth it.
That's definitely what's up, man. You definitely got fans over here, I'll tell you right now, man.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it, brother.
Right.
Nah. Thank you for that.
The girls at Liquid Ladies got love for you, too, baby. I got Lola Bunny.
I love the ladies. Don't trip. Ladies love me. I love them back.
I got Lola Bunny and Candy on my side. Those are my two sidekick bitches. Because, you
okay,
know, I wasn't going to fuck with bitches, but they kind of came into my studio, so I was like, God damn, what do I do now? But, you know, I got to give my girls love.
All right, now the last question I have is, what has been your best experience working alongside Jeezy?
I mean, just for real, just knowing that the hustle never stops, no matter how rich you are, what you've accomplished, how far you think you've gotten in the rap game, you only really just beginning, no matter how many albums you sold, no matter how many fans you think you got, no matter how much money you got, it's always some more grind and some more hustle that you got to do. Like, he's an incredible, incredible hustler and hard worker, and I respect that because I'm the same way. And you would think that when you see somebody that's on like that, you would assume that, you know what I mean, you get to kick it, you get to party a lot, you get, you ain't really working, but that's not really true. It's really a 24/7 hard hustle and grind, and you know, you stay on his like I stay on mine.
Right.
Rock it. It's tell Jeezy I want a Christmas gift. Tell him.
What you want? You know, you gotta get specific. Tell me what you want.
I want a pink IMAX so I can look at your videos.
Okay, I can dig that. I'm definitely
doing that. Tell Jeezy I want a pink IMAX for Liquid Lace, and I'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, I watch all of Jeezy's videos. I'll be a groupie for a day.
Yeah,
but that's not love. I really, really appreciate you calling. I definitely want you to, you know, be a, you know, come to the show when you come to the city. Like, you know, you gotta come to the hood, baby.
That's nothing. You tell me where I need to be, baby, and I'm there. You know what
you
I mean?
Need to be Yonkers.
You make it happen. You tell me where I need to be.
Yonkers. Right next to DMX, even though he ain't here right now.
That's another story.
That's another story. We're going to get into that later. We love you, DMX, though. But we're actually on School Street right now, and Yonkers at the Vault.
Wow,
you definitely got to come up in here. We're going to give you mad love. Definitely going to give you that special, special love. You can see the lace all over here. Mm-hmm. So you can drip some of that dirt.
Just jump in your rocket ship.
All right, baby. Nice talking to you. And much, much love and success. And have a great Christmas, baby. I hope you get everything you want.
When I come to New York, I'm going to be hitting y'all, too. So don't be forgetting about me.
Nah, definitely. We got you. We love them hits. No, definitely. We definitely going to call you. So, matter of fact, much love to Jen at Gingerbread Marketing. She looked out because she on her job. She was like, Cinnamon. I was like, I got you, girl. I got you. Then when I saw your picture, I said, damn, I definitely got you, ma.
Yeah.
And thank you for that Soul Pitch Hustle interview as well. If y'all haven't checked it out, Rocket has an interview on my blog called Soul Pitch Hustle. Definitely check that out. And Rock is up in there. We got nothing but love for you, baby. Good luck in your career.
Liquid Lace Online Radio Show with Cinnamon Jones.
Yes,
Cinnamon Infamous Jones.
She's dripping the dirt like nobody you know.
This is Liquid Lace Online Radio with Cinnamon Jones. The Fabulosity of dripping dirt through the airways, baby.
Dripping.
Episode 5.
Yeah.
Up to episode 5.
Already?
Wow, anniversary.
Yes.
Well, I thought it was 6.
But it's crazy because you know what? It's so ill right now, and I'm so crazy hyped because guess how many subscribers we have? You know, honestly, I was like, nah, we ain't gonna get not even one subscriber. Yo, we up to 2,000 subscribers.
Ooh.
Crazy. Ooh. Crazy. And I thank you for 6,000 feed views. That's what's up. 6,000 feed views. I'm like, damn, much love to all the people that are fucking even trying to listen to my fucking crazy ass and my people.
What you got in that bag?
Lola's doing? She's looking for
something. I'm cleaning up the studio.
Oh.
Candy another job.
I thought you had some candy for me.
We're on the show and she's cleaning.
Right? We got to clean up. But yeah, you heard Rocket. Definitely Rocket. Definitely want him to come up to the show. And yeah, Jeezy, I need that iMac, baby. Matter of fact, I was up at martinipink.com. That's a banging website. You definitely got to check it out.
I love that site.
Yeah, I saw this Vivian Tam. I was like, ooh, let me comment on that shit. That was hot.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, my God. And that pink juicy fruit. Nah, not juicy fruit. Yeah. I should say juicy couture. Juicy couture mouse pad. I was like, yo, I need that shit.
In my life.
Yes. I need some gifts. I want Christmas gifts. You have a list, Lola?
I do.
What's your priority on your list for Christmas right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know. What a girl. Curling iron.
That's what you're trying to
do.
It better be pink, right, mommy?
Yes.
I'm saying she look good all the time when she, you know what I'm saying, when they're here.
My curling iron.
I heard the curling iron story today. So
yeah, no. I also heard the was it Durango boots that Dutch wanted for Christmas?
No. I need my boots, yo.
He wants to be that cowboy I was looking for.
I prance around sometimes in my silk blue and my silk red boxes. There's nothing wrong with that.
Woo! Definitely. So what do you want, Lola?
I just want a girl's best friend, and we know what that is.
Aww. So you're trying to say you got something out there.
Girl's best friend? What is that, a vibrator or something?
She said a vibrator.
That thing that glitters.
Let's call Adam
and
around
vibrates.
Your wrist.
That's crazy.
What about candy? Right. What does candy want?
Candy, probably, I just want some money. It'd be nice, a check or something from somebody, a sponsor. I want something for us. Yeah. I don't really want
that. That's sweet. Like,
that you can't be talking about the crew. That's what I want.
We got nothing about the candy. Sponsor. Dutchy, baby, what do you want?
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
First of all, shout out to Miller Lite because they make everything look bigger. You know what I'm saying? Even when they're big already. So shout out to them dudes right there. But, you know, what
it's
I want.
It's the session.
For, yeah, it's the session. But, you know, for Christmas, I think I probably could say the same thing, man. As far as a recession and everything, I think I'm just blessed to have what I have now. And, you know, it's like T.I. said, what he said on that joint? Just be happy with what you got.
Yeah, you know? Appreciate what you have.
Yeah,
that's
you know?
The part I know.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking about. Especially with walking around in them boots. I already can see.
They walking.
Yes. Nyam, what hey. Do you want? I heard you doing some beats over there. You on your production mindset today.
It's grind time.
You almost fucked up my show, Playboy. Because, I had my callers calling. We had to stop the show because Nyam was on his grind. So what does Nyam want?
Honestly?
What do you
Lola
want?
Bunny.
What? Ooh, they're about to attack your cherry.
Chocolate bunny.
He wants your cherry yum dibbly dip.
Yo, let's talk about that later.
Wow.
Cherry yum.
Honestly, I would say that I just want everybody to get paid for Christmas, and that's all of us.
Aww.
I want all of us to get paid for Christmas.
That's what I definitely want. First of all, I want health for everybody.
Yeah.
First, most health, wealth,
and happiness.
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 Yeah, we just want to be happy. Yeah. Have a smile on our face. Mm-hmm. Lately, we've all been looking like a little frowny, but that's because of, you know, certain situations like the iMac that I could not see Rocket on TV, but on my little YouTube TV, but that's cool. Ooh, I got a call. Hold on one second. Let's see who's on Liquid Lace on live radio. Who's on my Liquid Lace on live radio? Hello?
Chris.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing all right, good. How are you?
Good. So, Chris, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. Hey. So, I know you have a website. What's the name of your website?
www.musiconplay.net.
What's going on with that? I know y'all doing a contest for my client, Dame Grease. Good looking out on that, baby. That contest just went live today. So, all you rap artists who trying to get out there, who don't have their foot in the door, it's only $10 to get a Dame Grease beat. I mean, you can't go wrong. A $10,000 beat. Right. A $10,000 beat. We're giving it away for $10.
That is crazy.
Right. You rhyme over that beat and you send it to lotmusicbeats@gmail.com. But first, you got to make sure you go to musicunplay.net. You see all that information and get in contact with them. Right, baby?
Yes, sir.
So talk to us. Tell us. I mean, how long this site's been up and everything?
Since January, actually. Mm-hmm. So barely a year.
And y'all doing it because, matter of fact, y'all were at some awards, right?
Yeah, we actually just placed second for the Online Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
Online Hip Hop Awards, we were nominated for two categories. The Music Blog Lover Award, which we placed second.
Wow.
And then third in the Comic Award.
That's what's up.
Good for y'all.
Yeah, for real. That's some good shit.
So what's on your site if we go there?
Everything.
Who you trying to knock out the box? Let's talk about that one.
Everyone, you know, you got those websites, Worldstar Hip Hop, allhiphop.com, those shits, all the sites like that, like, they've been out for a while. We think we deserve, you know, like, just what every other site's getting, like, music scene, all those other whack-ass sites that, you know, I personally think are whack.
You don't want to name one, right?
Like, you know, when, like, a couple weeks ago when DJ Seiko dropped that Max B tape with Grease.
Right, the Bloomberg series.
Yeah, the Bloomberg series.
You call it, like, the Bloomberg?
Bloomberg.
It's the Bloomberg series, baby.
Yeah, Bloomberg. All right.
Do you consider your site one of the most hated sites, or is, you know, I mean... How do you feel about your site? Honestly, I mean, I'm just asking because I really never heard of the site before, to tell you the truth.
Dutch don't even go online.
Yeah, he doesn't even go online, so he doesn't know.
Because you know why I gotta defend this site? Because actually, I've been watching, like, Chris online. You go by the name of Young, right? You've been hitting me up. Yeah, I hit you up, and you always look out for me, for my clients. You always put up the content up, which I really appreciate it. So we decided to do a contest with you guys. I mean, we could, like I told you before, we could have chose anybody, but we chose you to give each other a platform to build in the industry. So definitely, I want to, you know, see everybody come into musicunplay.net and get that beat. And as you get in the beat, make sure you check out the content because it's really sick. I mean, half of the stuff I've seen up there, I've seen it first there. So I got to definitely give you props for that. So you really hustle hard. And I hear you're a young cat. So much props to you on that.
I grind harder.
All right. Yeah, you definitely grind. But we're about to wrap it up right now. But if you want, say something. Let us know, you know, about your site and everything.
Yeah, how can we get in contact with you, man?
You can hit me up, chris@musiconplay.net. Or just, you know, go to the site, Music on Play, or my MySpace, myspace.com/Zamfino. Or you can check out our Music on Play's website. You know, just search it. Google us, Music on Play.
Thank you. Right, definitely, baby. I'm going to get with you on this IM chat tonight, see how them, you know, beats come in and how them contestants come in, because we got to make this millie, get these guys up on that mixtape for January.
Shout to Grease, because that beat is just, like, real hard. If your listeners, if you haven't heard that beat yet, go to Music on Play, listen to the beat. There's a 30-second snippet.
Fire. Definitely fire.
All right, so be clear, everybody. It's musiconplay.net. Don't forget to hit up Chris. And we want to thank you for calling in, you know, Liquid Lace Online Radio Show with Cinnamon, Infamous Jones, Lola Bunny, Dutch the Kid, Niam, and our girl Candy, by Cinnamon Side, of course. Chris, thank you so much for calling the show.
You guys, all love. All
right, baby.
All right, be safe. Have a great night.
Talk to you. Bye, girl. Right.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Cinnamon.
Yes.
What's going on with you? How was your week?
A lot's been going on. I've been quiet lately.
Yeah,
quiet.
I know.
You dyed your hair too or something.
No, I didn't dye my hair. My roots are coming in. Nah, my roots are coming in. I need to get this motherfucker dyed up. Yeah.
But it's looking real sexy, though.
It is.
Mine's looking sexy.
Very.
Yeah, I told you that.
We looking sexy today. We feel like shit and we looking sexy. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit though?
That's
every
good.
Time.
Yes.
You know why? Because it's cold and it's gloomy. Mm. But that don't matter.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, sexy women.
Yes.
You know what? That's a good point though. I have a question for the guys, for the fellas.
All right.
Why is it you could be looking so busted and the dude will be like, yo ma, what's up? What is that about?
We love naturalness.
Naturalness? Come on now. Explain.
She's like, I'm busted right now.
Right, I'm just running to the store trying to go.
And that's what turns guys on. We love the naturalness of how you look when you don't wear makeup, when you're not putting on all of that shit.
Because now imagine when you did have makeup on. Now it's like, oh, okay.
But do you really imagine that? Do you think?
Well, you know what?
You'd be like, damn, she would look
natural.
Well, no. You know what? I mean, I can't speak for every guy, but you know, everybody's different. Like with me, I love naturalness. Like, you know, I don't approach girls with makeup because it sort of intimidates me because they're on a higher caliber. So if they look a certain way, you know, you're easier to get shot down. But if I walk
up to... making it look like you can only... You're just shooting for one type of...
Nah, I'm just...
Like you're lowering yourself now?
Nah, I'm not lowering my standards at all. I'm just saying.
Do you think you can get a girl like that? I mean, we should really put that to the test one day. Maybe get a video camera, go out to the streets,
yes.
Put it on the next Liquid Lace episode,
yes.
And see if Naima, you know, bag a chicken Manhattan just on a regular day while we out there.
Realistically?
I mean, I'm putting you to the test. This is on Liquid Lace. I mean,
we could do that, but realistically...
We should do that. That'll be a great day, like, I think.
Now,
I mean, I'm not.
Game, though? Like, if you see the chicken in the street,
I have no
you gotta
game.
Say something.
I have
what do you say? You
no
can't
game.
Let her go.
No
you can't let her go.
He don't say anything because I've been walking with Naima. I got to come in. Yo.
If y'all know right now, Sin just walked in the building. She just.
Yes. I walked in and I saw Naima cringed up. I got to defend my baby. But it's funny because Naima was walking down the Bronx one day up in. Where were we at?
Well, Soundview.
Soundview.
Oh.
He was looking for some hats.
Oh man, that must be an inside joke.
You want to get it out?
Uptown.
I'm right. No, because okay. She was like, you gotta see Laura. She holding up her Miller. Wow. She laying back holding her Miller.
Shout
like,
out to Miller.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Miller.
Yeah, genuine draft.
Money right
and
now.
Genuine draft.
Money
and funded.
We need them sponsors. We need them sponsors. Anyway, so I'm walking with Naima, right? And I'm walking down the streets with Naima. So I feel somebody breathing.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
That's just making me blush. So anyway, so I'm walking with Naima. And I feel, and I look to the side, and I see this, you know, young gentleman walking next to me. So I was like, how you doing? Because he's all in my face.
Wow.
So he goes, hi. And he's still staring, saying hi. I look at Naima, I'm like, is this motherfucker checking me out in front of you? Don't he know I'm walking with you? So Naima keeps walking. I'm like, dude, he's looking at me. And Naima just keeps walking. I'm like, what the fuck?
I wasn't paying attention, yo.
Right, no, he didn't want to pay attention. So he actually walked into a store, and do you believe?
The nigga followed us into the store.
Yes. Followed us. And started walking around the store. I felt like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on?
Yes. All right, well, I'll take it from there. He came up to me, and he said, you know, brother, no disrespect. I just have to ask, is she with you, or is she... She a mother or is she?
Now he didn't say that.
We talked about this.
He did not say that.
What did he say?
He did not say that. Why no one's gotta bring this mother shit in?
We talked about this on the first show.
Yeah.
She said last week.
Yeah.
Look. Man, shout out to Miller Lite.
Wait a minute. He talking out.
You know, okay, I'm sorry. You know what it is? It's just the fact that...
Now, you just can't deal walking with a real woman.
I don't know. The way you guys are arguing with each other, it kind of seems a little...
Why are you getting jealous, Dutch?
I'm not getting jealous.
You know it's all about you, so why are you acting up?
I feel you.
Why are you acting
sometimes
up? Why is you acting
Naima
up?
Naima is always walking with you. He's in Soundview.
What's happening?
Because
yeah, where am I
at? You know what Naima is? Naima is our girlfriend.
Oh, please, Naima.
You know what? I had two Miller Lights for the night.
Anyway, getting to the point, Naima did not tell this motherfucker nothing. That pissed me off, and I pushed Naima. Like, dude, you ain't gonna say nothing to defend the fact that I'm your bitch, let's walk, even though I'm not your bitch. But this motherfucker gotta know that. So that's what happened.
You know what it is? I'm slow when it comes to shit like that. Like, yes. I gotta really be honest. Like, I'm slow when it comes to stuff like that. I wasn't even expecting him to even come up to me and say, yo, is she with you? Like, I laughed at him, and that was it. Like, you pushed me after that.
Would you do that to a woman? If you saw a woman with a dude,
I would never go up to her.
Yeah, that's my girl, son.
I would never.
Like that, though.
I would never approach a woman that's walking with a dude. Never. Like that? Come on.
Okay, so how are you going to approach that dime you have to have? What, you got to say something. You can't pass it up. What is you going to do?
Can you sing?
Did he say, I'm
gonna
But you know what?
You never make
this. No, you know what, Chill? I'm not even gonna come out. Yeah, I'm not even. Go ahead now. I'm not coming with that one. I'm gonna set myself up right now, man.
That's unprofessional.
Okay, so she says no. Now what?
Can I have your number?
I'm making this shit up.
I don't know what I would. I'm not used to approaching chicks. Like honestly,
every
girl. So how you bag chicks in the past,
every girl I've ever had approached me on some serious shit.
But you know what? I have to agree with Niam.
Yes.
Because I also have never approached. I mean, no, but I talk to girls. I talk to them. Yes, I flirt. But as far as like
approaching
them, like approaching them is weird. I can flirt, but I could never approach someone.
Do you approach any niggas?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Candy, do you approach?
I have to.
Yes.
Why not?
If I see something I like, I'm quick to send a drink over to somebody.
Wow. Wow. What club?
French martini.
Body, I'll be a
I'm the guy on the right. Send that next time my way over there.
He in Harlem.
Right.
Yeah,
shout out to Harlem.
No, it's a new age.
To go to Harlem. Right
I can't go to Harlem?
You are not allowed in Harlem.
Oh, why not?
No.
Because I get jealous. Like, what the fuck is you doing in Harlem? It's Uppy and Liquid Lace. You don't need to go up to Harlem.
Wow.
Up in School Street, home of the Braves,
so
baby.
I gotta stay here?
Right.
While you walking outside with Nia.
Right. My bad.
Candy, come on.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We got here on Liquid Lace on live radio. We got Candy.
Candy.
Yeah. We're about to give you some industry info, baby.
So, we was talking about, what's that show? Not Desperate Housewives, though. I don't watch
Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta Housewives. They exposed NeNe.
She got exposed.
Yeah, because
they exposed T-Boss, too.
She just told the truth.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be going through foreclosure right now.
Foreclosure? What's up with that?
And you know who? Bankruptcy also, foreclosure, Fantasia. Why? That bitch is broke.
What is going on? You
they spend too
much
money beyond their means.
Nah, it's
no,
not
you
about
spend
the fucking
beyond
reception.
Your means.
You're right. You spend it beyond your means. You'll get a regular motherfucking crib. Yeah. And that's it.
Just get a spot. Just be regular, laid back. Invest in your money. You know, try to just
invest.
Be smart.
Or move to Yonkers. We got cribs out here, man. $900 for a bedroom. Come on, move to Yonkers.
What?
Great place. Yeah, $900.
Lola needs a place to stay.
You can stay with me, Lola.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't know if I can afford that rent.
I'm sure you and I can work something out.
Basically, X is going to jail again.
Oh,
that's not
talking about him.
The old lady.
Yeah.
An old lady.
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Okay, well, basically.
Call in, old lady. Please. Tell us why you snitched.
Right. She probably grew up with him in the hood.
You know, okay, here's something
probably
crazy.
Probably one of the dogs was hers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here's something crazy to know. One of my homegirls was actually on the phone with X the night.
With the lady? Oh.
No, with X the night before he got arrested.
Planning to snitch.
And, you know. Nah, she ain't snitch. My homegirl ain't snitch, man.
We ain't talking about the lady. We talking about the old lady.
The old lady, oh, man. She was on the phone with X the night before he got arrested. And, you know, X really was inspired. He was working with Scott Storch. He was at Scott Storch's crib recording. And, you know, he was, even though he's not label-based right now, you know, he was really inspired.
What happened to, what's that label?
Bulldog?
Bulldog.
I think it's over.
Word?
Yeah, I think it's over. But anyway,
they never recoup their money.
They're not fulfilling the contracts, man. I mean,
they're not gonna get
that. They should have paid real producers.
I didn't even hear about that, Bulldog. Like, what happened?
Online gaming company signs DMX, Wu-Tang, and a couple of other artists. Anyway, that's not important. FBI basically raided, broken, whatever you want to call it, Scott Storch's mansion, arrested X, basically on the sheriff that put out, what is it called?
A warrant for his arrest,
$5,000 because he missed a court date, which is, you know, normal.
We all know about warrants.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you got one right, Dutch?
Hey, my name is Dutch. All right, so look that up, baby. See what you get. It won't be me. Won't be the man behind the mic.
So the funny thing about the whole story is my homegirl's calling me, telling me that she was trying to call Dog and she couldn't get through. Next morning, I'm telling my mans, yeah, my homegirl was trying to call Dog and she couldn't get through. And he was like, yo, you ain't heard what happened? I said, what happened? FBI just picked him up.
What?
And that's it's so fucked up because it's nothing new.
Yeah.
Like, it's so expected.
Exactly. Again.
It's
like,
well, because
again.
He's not taking care
of what he has,
what
to,
he
take
has
care
to take
of.
Care of. And he's running from it. And, you know, come on, X. Come on, guy.
We love you, Dog, man, for real.
We come back to Yonkers. We need you up at Liquid Lace.
Y.O., remember School Street, home of the Braves.
Right here, baby. Right here where you started.
That's what it is. It needs to come home. That's what happens. It needs to come home.
And
people
so,
go away, you know?
Speaking of coming home, Christmas time, I wanted to talk about Christmas food and
pasteles.
Look at that.
Wait a minute.
No, she got the pastele vibe.
Okay, so what but, do you want?
Maya knew about pastel.
What you want?
Yo,
I'm ready for the pasteles, the empanadas. I'm ready for everything.
I got puriñas, everything. Ooh. Give me everything.
Oh, oh, it is. It is. It really is.
Now, you know what? Nah, not even. Check this out. What you could do is go on martinipink.com next week, and I'm going to submit the pastel recipe.
Ooh.
Right. Just for Martini Pink, because I love that one. I really do. That whole pinkish shit going on right there. That shit is hot.
What's pink?
And hot, the block. Oh. Damn. I keep forgetting. Dutch don't know.
No, I'm thinking something else. My mind got...
Oh, that's...
I'm thinking something else pink. Yeah.
Your mom got
but
that.
Anyway, you
can
know what's so crazy?
The Liquid Lace
team went to Donnie Goins mixtape. Album release party. It was nice.
It was an album listening party.
I guess it was a listening part. Who knows? They have free drinks.
Right. Yeah, that's what matters. Shout out to Donnie.
And
then the bartender was his
manager.
Crazy.
Like, who does
that's
that?
Hot. But that's hot though. You know why?
How you do it?
Yo, check this out. I bet you they didn't even go for sponsors. They're like, nah, fuck this. We got
this. They did it on their own.
And that's hot. You know what I'm saying? Because they're really working hard on Donnie Goins. And like I keep saying, the industry is sleeping. Fuck
this.
At the end of the day, we don't need that.
You say independent.
Go independent, Donnie. Yeah. You know, much love.
Hot.
Yeah.
Soul Food
NYC, you know, it's a sneaker. It's a sneaker and art gallery.
Shout out to Soul Food.
Yeah, right. I got a little tipsy. That was good.
You know what I mean? And you know, one of our employees was able to hook us up with some greenery. Can we say?
But I definitely want to wrap up the show. Wish all my ladies and my gentlemen a merry, merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. I got to bring in my Spanglish up in there. I love you guys. I hope everybody gets whatever they deserve and whatever they want. Hope y'all all get it.